He's Ashley Brewley, everyone. It's been a while. Haven't had anything good to brew about. It's been a rather miserable couple weeks or months. I'm just leaving my house now. It's 9:42 a.m. I'm going to Yui. I'm going to Saku. Why is it Saku? Sakura Abe Matsuri, which I'm not sure what exactly is. Sakura is cherry blossom. Abe is shrimp. And Matsuri is festival. So cherry blossom shrimp festival. I'm not sure. Maybe they're talking about the color of the cherry blossoms. I'm not sure. I'll find out. But last night I was looking on the internet and learned a new word, meaning of a new word. That made me think I'll do another Gaijin and Japan series. The sixth one, I believe. So the word I learned is henna gaijin, which I've heard several times, but I always had a different thought to the meaning, and most people will have a different thought, because hen is strange or weird or different. Na is the make the noun an adjective, henna. And gaijin, of course, is foreigner. So basically it means strange foreigner. But what they mean by that is, to most Japanese, foreigners can't speak Japanese. They can't use chopsticks. They can't read Japanese. They don't know the culture. So for the most part, they give a bye, and they're expecting this from foreigners. Now, henna gaijin, almost said henna Japanese, henna gaijin is a foreigner who can speak Japanese, who can eat Japanese food, can use chopsticks, knows the culture, very Japanese gaijin. So for them, a gaijin acting Japanese is hen, is strange. So depending how you look at it, could be good or bad. For me, I wish I could say I was a henna gaijin, but I would say I'm closer to a half. When I'm out and about, I'm very Japanese-ish. But if I'm with someone who speaks English, and I know they speak English from the start, the gaijin in me comes out. But if I meet someone who speaks Japanese to me from the start, I'll speak Japanese to them, and that's when my henna gaijin comes out. So, like with my wife, I've spoken English to her for a long time, so I almost always speak English to her. But same with my manager. I know he can speak English. I started our relationship speaking English, our friendship. But the Shacho in Shizuoka, I don't know that much. And when he came out, he spoke Japanese to me. So now I always speak Japanese to him. When I call for absence, I always speak Japanese to him. Very Yeah, I'd like to consider myself half, I guess. One thing about henna gaijins that I think is true, they even mentioned it from the Darling Wa Gaigokujin movie, is that most henna gaijins, they have a favorite phrase or word. Of course, one of my favorites is Shogunai. It can't be helped. But recently, I've been using Kekko, which is basically very. Kekko oishi. Very good. But yeah, I'm in front of the station, so that's about it for my henna gaijin. I'm thinking about writing an article for this. People are starting to look at me as a gaijin, not a henna gaijin, so booyah.